At the Vatican today, a somber Pope Francis used his annual Christmas Day message to condemn persecution against Christians around the world. Speaking to a crowd of more than 80,000 people from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope singled out Christians in Iraq and Syria.
Il Natale porti loro speranza, come ai numerosi.
May Christmas bring them hope, as indeed also to many displaced persons, exiles and refugees, children, adults and elderly, from this region and from the whole world.
In Iraq, Christians are under attack by ISIS, which stormed the city of Mosul, where many of them lived. NPR's Alice Fordham is in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, and joins us now. Alice, welcome and Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas. Kul sana wa antum tayyib, as we say here.
Aha. And how are people celebrating Christmas in Baghdad this year?
Well, there's a very Christmassy atmosphere to Baghdad this year, which in some ways it's strange. You know, it's been a long, difficult year for Iraq. About a third of their territory fell to extremists. There was this painful transition of power from the old prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, to the new one, Haider al-Abadi. And there's been terrible violence, and we've seen persecution of minorities, including Christians. And obviously, there aren't that many Christians here. You know, it's a mostly Muslim country. But all that said, it really feels like Baghdad is going for Christmas this year.
So what kinds of things are people doing?
Well, this made me laugh, but you remember in 2003 when the US-led invasion stormed into Baghdad, and we all saw that iconic image of the statue of Saddam coming down.
Right.
Well, yeah, well, that plinth is still empty, and I drive past it all the time. And the last time we drove past there, there were municipal workers erecting this like giant conical Christmas tree-shaped thing over the top of it, covered in lights. And that's also right next to a mosque. But people here don't really seem to feel like it's a problem to like be a Muslim and celebrate Christmas. You know, they have a tree, give gifts to the kids. When I was buying my Christmas tree, the guy selling it to me said that most of his customers are actually Muslims, you know. And every other store here has got like a Santa Claus painted on the front window or a reindeer outside or something.
And what about Iraqi Christians? Are they going to church? Is it safe to do that?
Yeah, well, they certainly do go to church. So as you've probably heard over the years, the Christian population in Iraq has shrunk and shrunk since 2003. You know, they faced real threats from the Islamist militias, which were such a big presence here in Baghdad. They were targeted, and many of them just fled. But not all of them. There is still a Christian population in Baghdad. And is it safe to go to church? Well, this year we seem to have been spared the worst of any violence. On Christmas Day last year, one church was targeted by a car bomb. The first time I went to church in Baghdad was 2009, which was a church called Our Lady of Salvation, which was such a lovely occasion. But then a few months later in 2010, it was subjected to a really savage attack. The priest that I met was killed while he was celebrating Mass. So, you know, it is dangerous.
And you were back at that church last night. Tell us about what you saw.
Right. Well, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily feel very Christmassy. You know, a lot of security, blast walls, barbed wire. And these Eastern services are very solemn. I can play you a little bit of the sound of it, if you like. Solemnity and this security and bleakness almost kind of throws this celebratory atmosphere there into relief. You know, people get really dressed up. The ladies all have these like elaborate hairdos and lots of jewelry. There was a festive atmosphere there. There were people lighting candles. They were getting ready for a dinner afterwards.
And are these Christians that you're seeing in Baghdad, are these people who have fled from Mosul? Is that where Christian refugees are going, to the capital, Baghdad?
Right, exactly. So, you know, it used to be the case that there were very few people in churches in Baghdad, but in some of the churches now, the congregation has kind of swelled because people that were up north have fled back down to Baghdad. And a lot of them are in a really difficult situation. There were children, you know, running around while I was there, and I was talking to the priest, and he said they've actually got 40 families living in a school just next to the church. And of course, this threat of extremism, of ISIS, hangs heavily over people. I chatted to a few people going into church. This gentleman is named Khalid Idris, and he says, you know, it's a disaster. There's so many refugees coming in from the north.
كارثة بكل المقاييس تهجير المسيحيين بالمحافظات الشمالية. أنا شخصياً عندي 20 عائلة تهجرت.
But he also said he doesn't want Christians to leave Iraq. He thinks this is their country. And there are also notes of optimism. I spoke to this lady whose name is Ahlam Bini, and she was bringing her three teenage children to church with her. And she's saying she feels almost optimistic about the new government. She says it's got to be better than the old one. We never saw anything good from those guys. And you do hear a lot of this kind of thing as Iraqis look forward to next year. And many of them trace a lot of the country's problems back to the 8 years that Nouri al-Maliki was prime minister. And they're hopeful that Haider al-Abadi will be a more conciliatory leader and that 2015 will be able to, you know, heal some of the divisions here.
NPR's Alice Fordham joining us from Baghdad. Alice, thanks so much and Merry Christmas again.
Thank you.